shleisha mekaymois, heavy menumer apostle, it should be just the opposite. If you have the berry spread out in two or three places, it looks like menumer, like it's spots on it. It looks spotty. Like here it's green, here it's black. It doesn't look nice. That should be worse. Shrashim menumer apostle, the lav hoderu, shrei hanofim shcheris. Talking about these berries now are black. V'yolin yirukin, and the leaves are green. Menumer means like it has patches, spotted. Doesn't look nice. If you learn, this is what you meant to say. The Mishnah says if you have more berries on the das than you have leaves, it's possible. Even though it's mishulish, still it's possible. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Dovazer Rabbeinu Agadol Omru, V'amokim Iyah B'Yezu, Hashem should help him, that Loishonu Ela Anofim Shcherus. It was only said if the berries have a shinu, are black. In other words, they look different than the dasim. Then it doesn't look nice. It's not hoder. Avol Anofim Yerokais, let's say the berries are green, that they look like the hadasim, then we say, mina the hadasu. It's like part of the hadas for kosher. It looks nice. There's no real psul that it has berries. The berries are still called hadasim. It's only a psul, doesn't look nice. So it only doesn't look nice if it has a shinu mara, it looks different. It's black. But here that it looks the same mara, it looks green, it's not a kosher. Rashi says, ele shanofim shcheris, shekvar hiskilu liyavish. It started out first, it was green, then it started to dry up and became black. It doesn't look manumer, because it's not a surfing hoder. So this is what Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to say, that once you have roi berries, no matter where they're spread out, even in a few places or in one place, have either is possible. But it's only possible if they're black ones. But if they're green ones, then it's kosher. Amar Rav Papa, Adumois kishchayrus dami. Let's say they're red. That's also like black. The apostle. The other Rabbi Chanina, high dam, you should know blood shocher. If you have black blood, adam who it started out really it was red. Elo shalach got hit. In other words, red is the pshat that eventually is going to turn into be black. So it's also not nice here. It's called sarf and menumer. It looks not nice. The hadasim. So even if it's red, still it's no good. Rashi says, the lav min yoruku is not called the min of a yoruku. It doesn't look green. It doesn't look like part of the dasim. V'zeh shechirusam, k'sheyav shumat, yoysi yushcherim. When it starts to dry out a little bit more, then they'll turn to be black. So red is the beginning that it's not nice anymore. So therefore, if they're red, also it's no good. Red berries, if you have more red berries than you have leaves, it's possible. Then our Mishnah says, the miyatin kosher. Our Mishnah says that if you take off the berries, then the hadas becomes kosher. You're allowed to use it. So the Mara de Matinu Amos, when did you pull off the berries? When are we talking about? Eloi mo mekame delagdei. If you want to tell me now that before you put the dasim into the luluf, before you put it into the agad, you tied it together with the luluf, you took off the berries, for the Mara Pshita, like of course it's kosher, why not? Rashi says, my nifsu. Loi min osu yeshkan, there's no psul of tasim loi min osu, you didn't make the luluf yet. Shirei negad v'echsher. When you tie it, put it into the lulav, it's kosher ready. V'loy mishum dicho yeshkan, shirei kora shei mitzvah laya b'dechuyeh. Like, we've never called a mitzvah to be called dochuy. The svar we had before was that once you put that dasim into the lulav, like now it's called a part of the mitzvah. And if at this time it has more berries, it's not usable, then there's a svar maybe to say dichuy. Since at the beginning of the mitzvah it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. But if before you put it into the lulav, that's when it had the berries, and it's not called a mitzvah yet. Before you put the hadas into the lulav, it's not called the chefs of a mitzvah yet. So if you pull off the berries before that, for sure you could use it now. Like, what's the chiddush? Elohat Tayyah, the Mishnah is talking about, lebosa delagdei. Even first you took this hadas in that had more berries, it was possible, and you tied it onto your lulav. So right now it's possible. Now later, after it's tied, now you pull off the berries. Still the Mishnah says it's kosher. For the Gemara, dicha mikarahu. Why is it kosher? This is called dichu mikor. At the beginning of the mitzvah, it was never fit to be used. Because here, as soon as you put this hadasim into the lulav, since it's hadasim that has more berries, it's possible. So at the beginning, when you made it for the mitzvah, when you tied it into the lulav, it wasn't fit to be used. So that's a bigger dichu. That's called dichu mikor. It was never fit to be used. So maybe that's no good. If that's the pshat mishnah, so then tifshut, let's bring a ride, let's bring a proof. Tifshut minor. That if something at the beginning of it was not fit to be used, later when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. And we know it's a machlekes, we're not going to be holds like this. So why don't you bring it right from now, Mishnah, then, to say that it's kosher? Tomorrow says, true. We're talking about now after you put the hadasim into the lulav. So when you put it in, it wasn't fit to be used. So the question is, why don't you bring a raya from here that if something was not fit to be used at the beginning of the mitzvah and later it becomes usable, you're allowed to use it? So where it says, look, so far, agad hazmona bialmahu, viyazmona bialmalav klumu. In other words, here it's not really called dichu again. It's not really called at the beginning of the mitzvah, it's not fit to be used. Because even though you take that dasan and put it into the lulav, it's not called the mitzvah yet. Like the mitzvah is when you pick it up to be used, that's called you're doing the mitzvah. So true, if you would have picked it up to use it, and at that time there are more berries, then it's dicha, it's not usable, then true. Then if you pull off the berries later, then I'll tell you you can't use it anymore. But that's only when you pick it up, that's called the beginning of the mitzvah. But here, before you pick it up, you just put the hadasim into the lulav, that's called hazmona. You're preparing it now to become, to use for the mitzvah. Preparing something is not called the beginning of the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not called dichui. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though you put it into the lulav, but all you have to do now is just pull off the berries and it becomes kosher. Because the hazmona is lav klum. It's not called the fact you just put the hadasim into the lulav to be called the lulav apostle. Litchoy to say it can't be used anymore. Vilkach, afilu dicho mikorenkan. Here you don't even have that's pushed away at the beginning. Ad she yekadish olav ayim. Even better, Rashi says, and you don't have to pick it up. Now, as soon as it becomes yomtiv, at the beginning of yomtiv, that's called, like now you have a lulav. V'yaydenu b'psulay, if it's still possible, techivon demotiv zman mitzvah, as soon as it comes the time, now as it comes yomtiv in the morning, it comes the time when you could use the lulav, now it's called, this is a mitzvah. And at that time it wasn't usable, because if you didn't pull off the berries, it's apostle adasim, mikri dichui. And then at the beginning of Yom Tov in the morning, that's called it's not usable, it's pushed away. Before this time, Erev Yom Tov, lav dichuyu. It's not called like you pushed away the mitzvah. It didn't come to the amount of the mitzvah yet. You're only preparing it now to be usable on Yom Tov. So preparing it doesn't make it for chefs of the mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That you pulled the berries off before the beginning of Yom Tov. Well, the Mishnah says, "Vayitam v'yein m'mayitim b'yomtiv." You should know on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be m'mayit. You're not allowed to pull the berries off on Yom Tov. So tomorrow, ho'ovav v'loktan mai. What's going to be if somebody did the avera? Somebody went ahead and pulled off the berries off the adasim on Yom Tov. What's the locha? And the Gemara kosher will become kosher. Rashi, ho'miyato b'yomtiv kosher. V'yafagav d'negat kvar, even though before Yom Tov l'chura, you bunched them together, you tied the lulav together. To have Yom Tov l'yagad like, because you can't tie it together on Yom Tov. Or the asher anovim emes, now when did the berries turn black? D'ilu yirokas le'pasta, because if they'll be green, it wasn't possible. So more or less, what's the case talking about now? We're saying now, you're not allowed to pull off the berries on Yom Tov. But it's mashrim if somebody did the aver and pulled off the berries, it's kosher. So Gemara says, the asher emes, like when did the berries become possible? When did these berries turn red, turn black? Eli, madiyashka, yes. Well, if you want to tell me now they were black yesterday before Yom Tov. So it comes down, well, what happened here now was, on Erev Yom Tov, you took a posel of hadasim, it had too many blackberries on it, and you put it into the lulav. And now Yom Tov in the morning, now you're picking off the berries, and it's mashma, still it's kosher. So if that's the case for the Gemara, dicha mikoruhu. This is for sure called the case of dichui. It's like at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah. It's Yom Tov in the morning already. Now's the time to do the mitzvah. And right now the lulav is posel, because the adasim has too many blackberries on it. Still we say if you pull them off, it becomes kosher and you could use it. So chura tifshut mino, bring a proof, bring a raya from here, that dicha mikoruhu lehavi dichui. That if something at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah was not fit to be used, later when it becomes roi, you're allowed to use it. So we have a clear raya from our Mishnah. So Mora says, no, maybe that's not the case in the Mishnah. Elolav the ashche b'yomtiv. Hatei's talking about that, no, at the beginning of Yom Tov was still green. The berries, when you took that dasam on air of Yom Tov, it had berries on it, it was green berries. It was still kosher. You put it into the lulav, it was a kosher lulav. Yom Tov in the morning, it was still kosher. It was still green berries. Now later on in the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, that's when the berries first turn black. So now it becomes possible. And that, the Mishnah says, if you pick off the berries later on, you're allowed to use it. Why? Because nira v'nitchu. Because here, it was a time when it was fit to be used.
at the beginning of Yom Tov in the morning, the berries were still green. So the lulav was a kosher lulav. It was fit to be used. For as later on in the day, the berries turn black, it becomes not fit. Then later you pick off the berries, now it becomes kosher. So there it's better. That's called nirav v'nidcha. There was a time when it was usable. Then it becomes not usable when it turned black. Now when you pick off the berries, it becomes usable again. So Mara still says, oh, but that's also machlekes. So Shamat Mino, we should bring a proof from here that nirav v'nidcha, choyzev v'nira, and that's also machlekes. If a mitzvah at the beginning was fit to be used, like here, Yom Tov in the morning it was green, the berries. Then later on it turned black, it's not fit. Then later you pick off the berries, you want to bring a proof from here, it should be kosher. And we know it's a machlekes. So why do we bring it right from our Mishnah? So I'll tell you again, no, there's no proof from our Mishnah. Loi, li'oilam di'ashri mikara. Maybe we're talking about that it was black before Yom Tov. The berries turned black even before Yom Tov. So if so, the question was then, di'chu mikara. The chur is pushed away at the beginning of the time of the mitzvah. Because Yom Tov in the morning, as soon as the time comes, you can start doing the mitzvah. Right then, it's not fit to be used. Because right then, the dasam has blackberries on it. It has roiv, more blackberries than leaves. It's possible. So why do you say, if you pick off the berries later, it becomes kosher? That's for sure, Zalach Leikis. Dichu mikar, at the beginning, was never fit to be used. So Mara says, dichu mikar, lehevi dichu. Let's bring a proof from here then. If you're telling me that it was black before Yom Tov, so you have a proof that at the beginning of Yom Tov it wasn't fit to be used, still later when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. That dicha mikar will lay heavy dicha. If something was pushed away before, that's not called a pushing away. That's true. Bring a raya. Avo nira v'nidcha choyze v'nir will lay tifshit. So Mara is saying that's true. Ate dicha mikar attacker is kosher. That's not so bad. Because it was never fit to be used, so it was never really called pushed away. Mashenkin, if the mitzvah would have been first fit to be used, let's say Yom Tov in the morning would be green, then later in the day it turns black, then you pick it off, that taka would be possible. That's worse. Because once it was once usable, and then something happened to it, like to throw it away, you can't use it, that's worse. You're like throwing away the mitzvah when it was already usable, that's worse. So that's what we're coming out now. That taka is no good. If it would have been green in the morning, then black, then pull it off would be possible. But the Mishnah is talking about that it was black at the beginning of the day. So it was never fit to be used. But later, when it becomes fit, you're allowed to use it. Tana Rabbonin. Ein mamayitim b'yomtif. You're not allowed to pick off the berries on yomtif. Mishum Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Amru, mamayitim. Yes, you're allowed to pick off the berries on yomtif. For the Gemara, how could you pick off the berries on yomtif? V'okom esakin monim b'yomtif. You're like fixing a kli. You're fixing something. In other words, really, to pick off the berries would be mutter. Like Eloshim, we have a cluster of grapes. You're allowed to pick off the grapes on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's not called kfira, because the whole thing was picked off already before Yom Tov. So really here also, talking about that dasim was picked off the tree before Yom Tov. So really, after the loch of kfira alone, it would be mutter stamp to pick off the berries. There's no issa to take off leaves from a thing. It's like cut off already. But here the question is, you'd be misakin mona. Midirabonim, though there's an issa, you're fixing something. Like the way it is right now, this branch of the dasam is not fit. Since it has too many berries on it, it's not as kosher hadas. By picking off the berries, you're making it now kosher. So that's awesome in the Rabban, like you're fixing a clue, like you're building something. It's called Mesakin Mona. So for the Gemara, how could you say you're allowed to pick off the berries on Yom Tov? V'okam Mesakin Mona. And the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi, could go in Shalok Tel Nachilo. We're talking about a case where a guy picked them off on Manas to eat it. But he didn't have in mind that he wants to use this for the dasim. He had in mind he wants to eat the berries. So you're allowed to pick off the berries for the purpose of eating it. For the Mav Reb Lezer, for Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Sovala Kavua, the Yom HaDov HaShenim Eskavin Mutter. The reason why he says you're allowed to pull off the berries, because it's a Dov HaShenim Eskavin. In other words, your Kavona now is to pick off the berries to eat it. By picking off the berries, you're also making the dasim fit to be used. So let's say it's an Issa Tikkun Mona. But there it is, that's Einim Eskavin. I didn't have in mind to do that. That wasn't my intentions to make this hadasin fit to be used. My intention was to eat the berries. So that's why it's mutter. So Einim Eskavin to do the Yisr, it's mutter. Fred Gemara, though, it's no good. For Abayi V'Rova, the Yamri Tevayu. Both Abayi V'Rova both said that Moide Rabbi Shimon agrees, Bepsik Reisha V'lo Yomus. In the case that something has to take place, then you don't say a Ptur of Einim Eskavin. Like Psik Reisha, in the case that you cut off the head of the chicken, you can't say it's not going to die. You can't say, I'm cutting off the chicken because I want to see how I cut the meat. But I don't have intentions of killing it. That can't be. Since something has to be, that's called Yimachavim for it. There also, by picking off these berries right now, what do you mean not machab? You don't have intentions to make it fit to be used. But it has to become fit to be used. Now, it's a psik ratio. Like, this has to take place. By picking off the berries, that's a psik ratio. It has to become fit now. So, chura, abayver, boset, shimon hold, in this case, it's aser. So, how could you tell me here on Yom Tov, you're allowed to pick off the berries? Because you have in mind for eating it, and are you doing an issa? You're making it fit to be used. You're not mechavin for that. There's no p'tura by the mechavin where it's a psik ratio, where it has to take place. So Marian says, "Hocha b'mayaskina the yistle yashanach riti." We're talking about this person now has other hadassim to use. So therefore, when he has this hadassim now that has more berries than leaves, when he goes to eat it, it's not called the psik ratio. It's not called like it has to be. You made it fit to be used because maybe you're not going to use it for the mitzvah. Like, since you're a person that has other hadassim, so if you have other hadassim, it's possible you use the other hadassim. So when you're fixing up these hadassim, it's not called you're fixing it up. Like, if you're not going to use it, it's not called taking mona. It's only called you're fixing it up if you're going to use it. So you tell us now the reason why you're picking off the berries, because you want to eat the berries. You're allowed to eat the berries on Yom Tov. It's only kasha was, it's a psik ratio, you have to make it fit to be used. The teretz is, you're a person that has other hadassim, you don't have to use this one. Therefore, it's not called the psik ratio. So even if you change your mind later and use it, still it would be kosher. Because at the time when you pulled it off, it didn't have to be that you're making a kli to be used. Maybe you wouldn't use these hadassim. You have other hadassim to be used. By the Tana Rabbon, Brazil like this. Hutar Ogdoi B'yomtif. Let's say the agid, the lulav, you have tied together the three minim. It became untied on Yom Tov. Hutar Ogdoi. The tying became untied. Is Ogdoi Ka'aguda Shoyer. You know what you should do? Tie it up now on Yom Tov like you're tying up a bundle of vegetables. In other words, just tie it around and around and around. Don't make any knots. Just tie it around and around. Rashi's Hutar Ogdoi. Shalulav B'yom Tov. Is oydoy bikricha ba'alma, stam wrap it around. Yichrecha aged soviv, stam wrap around these leaves. V'yitchoy v'roishoy v'teich ha'krach, and just tuck it in. Like, k'moy shoydim agudas yer, like we tie around a bunch of carrots. V'lo yikshar shnei roshayim, and don't tie any knots. Ki'ah ki'echon, k'shak shorim. T'keshe shakuyama, because you're making a keshe shakuyama here. And that's one of the yavos malachas, that's also midiraisa. Now, v'zeh loy kaimu, sheina choshes latir olamas. This is called the Shokayam, this is called the Nat Shokayamas, because you don't have intentions to take it off. You want it to stay that way. So therefore he says you're not allowed to make a knot, but rather just wrap it around and tuck it in. For the Gemara of Amai, what do you just have to wrap it around for? Lin Ve Manav, why can't you make a bow out of it? Make a bow, the Chura bow is also not called making a Kesher. So a bow should be Mutter. Have the Gemara know Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, this price goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Yomar Aniva Kshira Malyasi. Rabbi Yehudi Shita is Aniva bow is called a good Kshira. It's a Nav Malacha. So therefore you can't make a bow on Yom Tov or Shabbos either. So the Mar'i Rabbi Yehudi, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. All good Malyasi boy. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have a good Agat. So you can't just wrap it around. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said before, Mitzvah Agat. Mitzvah Sagad means it has to be tied together with a knot. With a knot. Like if you learn out that lakachtim, lakachtim, you have to have a good Mitzvah Sagad, Sagad means it has to be tied together. So if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda here, you can't just wrap it around and tuck it in, you have to make a knot. Rashi says, E Rabbi Yehuda Keshem Al Yaboy, Kinatayin Layel, like we learned before, She'ein Lay Ogut Posel, to govern Magudas Ezoiv, Fahir Lav Agadu. If you learn out from Magudas Ezoiv, it has to be a good tying together. So if it goes according to Yehuda, this brisa, what do you mean you're allowed to wrap it around? Wrapping around is not called a good knot, it's not called a good agad. So Gemara answers, Haitano, Sovolo Kavose Bechode, or Polagale Bechode. This brisa holds like Yehuda in one point, but he argues on in another point. He holds like Yehuda in the point to say that Aniva is called a Kesher. To make a bow is also called a Kesher. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, here, where your lulu became untied, you're not allowed to make a bow. What does the Braita say? What you have to do is just wrap it around. Either Kashra is, Rabbi Yehudi Shita is, wrapping around is not enough. You have to have a good knot. This Braita, this Tana does not hold like Rabbi Yehudi in that point. At that point, he holds like the Rabbanan. But that we tie it around, the Tana Mitzvah from Zekele Gan Veyu. It's just the Mitzvah to make it look nice. If you can't make it look nice, or you can't do a better job on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tie it. Therefore, the Eitzu is just wrap it around. But the reason why you can't make a bow, because it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, say a bow is called the Nikah Kshira. No good. All right, stop here.
You were holding daf lamed gimel lamed beis. The Mishnah says, "Arova gezula v'yaveshes psula." If you have arovas that was stolen or dried out, one is also psula for the same reason we had before. As the pasuk says, "Lochem goes in all the dalad minim and have to belong to you." And hoder also applies to arovas. Also, it has to look nice. If it's dried out, it's not hoder; it's posel. Shalash sheira v'shalir hanidachas. If it comes from a tree that the goyim worship for avodah zarah, that the mitzvah is to burn it, Rel She'ir HaNidachas, that you have to burn the whole city, they worship the Avodah Zarah, is also psula, for the same reason we had before. Since it's a Shia by the Robes, it has to be Gimel Tfachim long, and something that the mitzvah is to burn it, it's considered Ktusei Mechtesh Yur, it's missing a Shir, therefore it's possible. Niktam Roisha, let's say the top stem, the top of the stem was cut off, Nifritzu Aleho, the leaves came off it, V'yatzav Tzofa, or else it's a different type of an arova. We'll see in the Gemara that they have round leaves, is psula. That's not the min arova, it's the willow tree that we have to use. What about kamusha? Let's say it started to shrink. V'shenoshru miksas aleha, just some of the leaves fell off it. V'shelbal, or else it's a willow tree that doesn't grow near the river, but it grows shelbal, that means in the middle of a dry land, it's ksher, still it's kosher, like we'll see in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the price sounds like this. The Pasuk says, Arvei Nochal. You have to have these arovas that grow by the Nochal, grow by the river. Is Hagadilim al Hanachal. That grow on the Nachal. So, the way Rashi learns is, Rashi says in the Gemara, Arvei Nochal, Gadilim al Nachal, Nachlei Mayim Mitzvah Bezu. There's a mitzvah, L'chatchilo, to take arovas that grow by the river. Umiyo still, Kshobal Kshera. Klikamon, Kedosiv Arvei Loshin Mabim. Even though soon we're going to have a ribui, that any type of arovas are kosher, even though they dry, grow on the dry land, still Rashi learns it's a mitzvah l'chatchilom to take arovas that grow by a nachal. And l'alocha, the Torah is mashma like this, whoever the Tans paskins, that you're allowed to take, even l'chatchil, you can take any type of arovas. You don't have to have arovas that grow on the nachal, even if it grows on the dry land, still it's kosher. Right, the Brisa says, Dov Racha, another limit is, Arve nachal. That means she'ola she'lo mosher k'nachal. That the leaves of their arovas are very long, like our arovas are, and it's like moshech, it extends like a river. Tanya Yiduch, another price, it says like this, Arve Nochal, Ein Liyela Arve Nochal, I only would think that's kosher to have arovas that grow by the river. Shel Baal v'shel Horim, how do I know even arovas that grow in dry land by the Baal, or El Shel Horim, that grow on top of the mountains? Minayin Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Arve Nochal Mikomokim. Rashi means a loshen rabin, arve, a lot of different type of arovas. So, where Rashi learns, even though l'chatchili should have arovas that are grown near the nachal, still be the evidence kosher, any type of arovas. That even, not any, but even if they grow on the dry lands.